basketball Jones. I got a basketball Jones. Got a basketball Jones. Oh, baby. Since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me.
Hi, this is Vin Magazine. I'm passing everything over to Shukri in 1 second. How you doing, everybody out there? Shukri, why don't you take over, start talking. Go ahead.
A little bit of an unconventional way to start the show, but good afternoon, everybody, or rather good evening on a rainy Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening. Can't believe I'm getting those two things mixed up. But anyway, it should be afternoon. The heck with... Freaking, what daylight savings time? Like, seriously, it's throwing me off right now. I'm having a mental fart, a big mental laughter, so whatever you want to call it. This is Shukri Wright, host of the Shukri Wright Show. This whole show is gonna be dedicated to the Patriots. Cause let's face it, it's AFC Wild Card Saturday right now. You got the Bills, you got the Texans already underway, but the Pats, our Patriots, they are starting up. In about 3 hours and 10 minutes, in a matter of 3 seconds, according to the clock we have here in studio. So there's that fun. Plus, not to mention the fact that there are so many layers to this game that we are going to get into, and I can't wait to get into, because frankly, listen, there's a lot of question marks surrounding the Patriots, and there has been all season long, but now the playoffs are here, and guess what? There is no time to be scared. I don't know if you saw that video that Tom Brady posted earlier on his Instagram, but it got me fired up. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I'm ready to roll. And I tell you what, Brady has a lot more to lose in this game than a lot more people realize. I'll explain why in just a moment. But first, there's no way I can turn around and not start the show on a right note, because frankly, it's what we do on the show. It's what we do, and I tell you, there's no other way, and there's no other way that I would rather choose to begin the show. So, without further ado, stick tuned. In a matter of 5 seconds, the Shukri Wright Show will officially begin in earnest in 3, 2, 1. This is the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Here with you until 6 o'clock. This is our first regularly scheduled edition of the Shukri Wright Show here in 2020. And you know what? The Patriots' run to Super Bowl 54 begins tonight. It begins at Gillette Stadium in 3 hours. As they first have the Tennessee Titans, in which that they have absolutely no room for error. This is it. Do or die. So the NFL playoffs began in earnest tonight, and I tell you what, I'm ready. I don't know about you, New England. I don't know about you, Boston, but I'm ready. Let's go. Enough with the excuses. The issues have been there all season long, but you know what? Tonight, there is absolutely no room for error, and this team has been battle-tested throughout this year and has so much experience going into this matchup against the Tennessee Titans that one cannot help but to feel confident about this matchup. Phone lines are open. Patriots preview officially here right now. Call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So, let's have it. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings 3 hours before kickoff? Patriots play tonight down at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough against the Tennessee Titans. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I'm ready to talk some Patriots playoff football. So, you know what? Let's do it. This whole show is going to be dedicated to the Patriots. We usually talk, you know, the Pats, obviously, the Bruins, a little bit of Celtics, but it's Patriots playoff game day. And I am so glad to be on the air the same day, just mere hours before kickoff. I don't know about you, but I have a funny feeling about this game. Allow me to explain. If there's one thing that I've learned in recent memory, is that regular season no longer matters when the playoffs start. What do you mean? I will begin with this explanation here. Since 2002, there have been 8 teams who have played on wild card weekend that have made it to at least the Super Bowl. The Patriots are aiming to become that 9th team. So here's the fun part. I don't know if this dawned on anybody, but the fun part is all of the question marks, all of the concerns, and we've talked about it in great detail in terms of the Patriots, the wide receiving core, Tom Brady himself, the Patriots defense. We made so much of it during the regular season, and especially after the loss last weekend against Miami, that now this whole talk of the boogeyman, this whole talk of, well, Brady has no one to throw to, all of that, put that to the side right now. Put that to the side. The issues are there. That doesn't eradicate the issues. That's there. However, I need you to understand that at 8:15, all this talk of the boogeyman, all of that fun talk of, we don't get the credit we deserve, bleh, all that goes out the window. It doesn't matter, because what matters is that when that ball gets kicked off, all that matters is whether you win or lose. And I want to put this out there right now, and I'm not the first one, but I want to be the first one to put this point in this particular manner. The Patriots have a lot to lose tonight. They have a lot to lose. And that's where we're going to start the show off with. Phone lines are open. Call in the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. The Patriots have a lot to lose tonight. What are you talking about? How could they? Here's the thing. Number one, Tom Brady could be playing in his last game. This really could be the final run for this Patriots dynasty as we know it. There really is that possibility. And there's always that threat of, could this be it if they lose tonight and if they win tonight next week and so forth and so forth. But here's the truth. The truth is that when you talk about the Patriots, especially what they have at stake, it's not only just Tom Brady. They do have legitimate, and I do mean legitimate, questions that they have to answer. And they need to answer tonight. Not next week. That they need to answer tonight. And I'm confident they will. I'm really, really that sincerely confident. Because if it's one thing that I've learned, and that is, if you are fortunate enough to have watched this dynasty for the last 20 years, each and every single time that there have been questions and doubters and the naysayers, the Patriots have somehow, some way, found a way to answer those questions. But with everything that that's taking place this season and everything that has transpired, there have been more pressing and daunting questions than in years past. So let me say this. You have Kyle Van Noy, who's going to be looking for a payday. You have Jason McCourty, who's getting older. You have Joe Thuney, second team All-Pro, looking to get paid. Jamie Collins may also be a free agent come the end of the season as well. So the reality is, it's not only just Tom Brady who has a lot on the line tonight, but this entire Patriots dynasty as we knew it has a lot on the line and a lot at stake tonight, starting at 8:15. And the one thing that I learned, especially today, reading through the articles, reading through all of the opinion writers and the columnists and so forth, especially reading the Boston Globe today, is that there was a headline that caught my attention, and this was an article and a column written by Chris Gasper of the Boston Globe. And it's titled, Tom Brady and the Patriots Facing an Undefeated Opponent. You think who? He gave you an answer immediately. Father Time. And you know something? I was actually telling this to my bro off the air a little while back. And I was saying to him, I said, you know, there is one thing that has never lost in life, sports and life itself. You want to know what that is? Father Time. Time. So I find it absolutely ironic that Tom Brady, when he did his whole time versus time thing, it kind of came across as brash in a sense that I'm going to beat out time. I'm going to outlast you. I'm not going to fall off a cliff or get older. I'm going to still be the same quarterback at the same elite level I've been for all these years. And for a while he did. But the truth is, not even the greatest of all time can be time itself. Father Time, if you will. You just can't. It's undefeated. So I'll begin with this. As for the game itself, what is the number one matchup in the Titans and Patriots game tonight that you're going to be looking out for? You can call in, share your thoughts. Lines are open, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I want to pause for a moment for station identification here on the Shukri Wright Show. And this is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
And I'm also going to play a PSA right now, get that out of the way. And this one is courtesy of WMFO Medford. So stay tuned.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
That PSA is brought to you by yours truly, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. So stick around. Coming up next, after this music break, we are going to talk about the one matchup that you're looking forward to the most, that I'm looking forward to the most in this game tonight. And that's going to be coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. And we're going to get right back into it. We're talking Patriots, Patriots preview. And it's brought to you by yours truly, Shukri Wright, on the Shukri Wright Show. We're going to be talking about the Patriots-Titans matchup from now until 6 o'clock. So call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And I asked the question before I went on the music break. What is the number one matchup that I'm looking forward to in this game tonight? And for me, the answer is the Patriots' run defense against Derrick Henry. Now, why would you ask? All right, here's why. Number one, the Patriots, they have proclaimed themselves to be the boogeyman. And early in the season, they dominated on defense against lesser quality opponents. Let's just call it that. Now, against higher quality opponents, they struggled at times. But it's not to say that their defense isn't as legitimate, but time and time again this season, we have seen that, frankly, the defense does not live up to its billing. So here's the funny thing. Although the Patriots have gotten better stopping the run, especially against Buffalo, Miami in the last couple of weeks, ever since they allowed 136 rushing yards to Joe Mixon of the Cincinnati Bengals in that Cincinnati game in week 15, they've gotten better. But here's the truth. They haven't faced a running back like Derrick Henry all season. Now, may I tell you that he led the NFL this past regular season in rushing yards with 1,540 yards and 16 touchdowns and averaging over 5 yards per carry. So what interests me is that this is a guy who's coming in very confident. And considering that he closed out the year, remember that game that he played against, I believe it was against Houston, to close out the year for the Titans? He had 211 yards and 3 touchdowns as it helped Tennessee punch its ticket to the playoffs. So this is not the Patriots defense going up against a lesser quality of a running back. You're talking about a running back that led the league in running the ball this year and rushing yards and is a threat in the red zone. And what we saw last week was the Patriots' inability to stop the run and get key stops, especially in the red zone. So there's your matchup for tonight, fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pats defense against the Titan run. There it is, right there. And frankly, here's the thing. Derrick Henry is not the only one you got to worry about. I got news for you. Ryan Tannehill is not the same quarterback that you and I know who was that scrubbed out of Miami. I like to let you know, in case if you didn't know. Oh, by the way, quick trivia, because this is exactly tied into my point that I'm going to make right now. Who led the league in quarterback rating this past regular season? Anybody want to tell me? Anybody? Okay. Ryan Tannehill actually led the league in passer rating over the last 10 games. And Ryan Tannehill, frankly, he's up there among the league leaders in QBR rating. He had a quarterback rating, a passer rating of 117.5 over the last 10 games. Which I'm amazed that around here, we're not taking the Titans seriously as we should. And I'm talking about the fan base. So specifically talking about the fan base. Consider this. A.J. Brown and Corey Davis have teamed up to create a legitimate duo in terms of offensive weapons for the Titans. So no, I got news for you. This isn't some scrub offense happened to be duct taped by head coach Mike Vrabel. No. You got your work cut out for you. And then, oh, by the way, the Titans have something that the Patriots don't even have. A pair of solid tight ends. Well, who are you talking about? Oh, I guess you haven't heard of Jonnu Smith and Andrew Fisker? Oh, right. And the tight end spot, as you and I know, has been a legitimate weak spot in the Patriots' offense this season. It has. And that's something that I'm sure that Mike Vrabel, when he sees the tape and he sees that, oh, the Pats don't have a legitimate option to tight end. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to exploit their weakness and we're going to make Brady throw to his receivers and take out Element out of the equation. Because guess what? That's exactly what's going to happen. So I will tell you that when the Patriots, earlier this season, one of the key strengths of this defense was their pass rush. Anybody's got a question, has an answer as to where on earth has this pass rush gone lately? Anybody? Anybody want to tell me? Oh, that's right. It's been nowhere to be found. So, my thing is this. If the Patriots do not get pressure on Ryan Tannehill, I got news for you. Don't be surprised if he's able to move the ball with any type of efficiency. Don't be. But yet again, we're talking about New England and their ability to make adjustments on the fly. But mind you, the Patriots and Titans haven't played each other since the 2018 season. They didn't play each other at all this past regular season, but in 2018 they did down in Tennessee, and you and I remember how that ended. The Pats lost. They actually got their behinds handed to them in that game. So with that being said, I do think that the matchup between the Pats defense and the running game for Tennessee is definitely going to be something to look out for. But what also can be stated is the Titans' offense against the Patriots' defense. And I'm pretty sure at this point you and I can actually say, oh, we need this pass rush to actually step up in this game. It's a very fair and legitimate point to make. You needed them to step up? Oh, absolutely. Because here's what's going to end up happening. Because if they don't, Derrick Henry is going to find soft spots in that defense and break into that second level of the Patriots defense. That's what's going to end up happening. And I tell you this. For a team like Tennessee, for example, they were top 10 in the league in terms of points per game. They're ranked 10th. They averaged 25.1 points per game. And despite their 9-7 record, they ought to be taken a lot more seriously. And listen, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a few more pointers on Ryan Tannehill, because with Tom Brady, we know what the numbers are, 4,000 plus passing yards, 24 TDs, 8 interceptions. But here's the thing, the 24 on passing touchdowns are as low as since 2006. But with Tannehill, he set career highs in completion percentage with 70.3%. And he led the league in pass rating at 117.5, and it's the fourth highest rating in single season among qualified passers in NFL history. So just keep that in mind. That if you're New England, especially that secondary, you got your work cut out for you tonight. I'll give my official prediction at the end of the game, at the end of the show. And I'm really leaning on going with the Shocker. So stay tuned for that. I do also want to point out this also important factor as well. That Brady is 7-2 against Tennessee and 2-0 in the postseason against the Titans. Remember the last time these two teams played each other in the postseason? When was that? That was 2017 AFC Division Round. Saturday night game at Gillette. Oh yeah, I remember that. I remember that game. Yeah. But I'm not even going to go as far as to compare what happened in that game versus now, because this is a completely different offense from versus 2 years ago. So, yeah. I do know this, though. The Patriots, for as much of a struggle that they've had during the regular season, offensively, and even at times defensively, I think tonight is the night that they're finally able to put it all together. I really do. But we're going to step aside real quick. Coming up next, I want to read a piece of what Chris Gasper wrote in the Boston Globe in pertaining to tonight's game. And there was something that stood out that he wrote that I actually want to point out and discuss in full. That plus my prediction for tonight's game coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. We got about 18 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to spend a good chunk of the little bit of time we have left talking about there was something that Chris Gasper wrote in the Boston Globe that caught my attention. Something that he wrote, I believe it was yesterday, and yeah, it was yesterday, and I want to share with you exactly what it was that really stood out to me, and I want to break it up into pieces. Now earlier, I talked about how the Patriots, they could potentially be having some major changes coming the offseason, especially potentially, is this it for Brady and so forth. But there was something that he wrote, that Chris Gasper wrote, that caught my attention. And here it is. This is from yesterday's article in the Boston Globe. Quote, "While Brady is the most prominent principal who could be moving on, the team has plenty of notable free agents with uncertain futures. Venerable safety Devin McCourty, pardon me, I mentioned Jason McCourty earlier, but Devin McCourty, correction, and safety team's captain Matthew Slater are both in final year of their contracts. Boogeyman linebackers Jamie Collins and Kyle Van Noy are poised to catch in on their key roles in the league's stingiest defense. Second team All-Pro left guard Jeff Thuney is primed for a payday. But the most notable non-Brady departures could be from Belichick's brain trust. It's a race for the exits in Fort Foxborough. It's a matter of when, not if, offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels becomes a head coach again. The prodigal play caller departed the Patriots after the 2008 season and flamed out in Denver in an polarizing head coaching stint. But after he flirted with numerous opportunities and left the Indianapolis Colts at the altar in 2018 after agreeing to take their job, it feels like a fait accompli that McDaniels departs this time." This is part one of what stood out to me. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show that the Patriots have a lot on the line, and it's not only just their season. That's the obvious part. We're talking about the Patriots as we know it. Changes coming to the organization. We knew that this was going to come sooner than later, but with that piece that I read from the Boston Globe, written by Chris Gasper, I do think that the Patriots, they're not going to talk about it publicly to the media. But these are well known established facts that you just cannot deny. That perhaps tonight, all 53 players in the Patriots locker room are looking at each other saying, "Guys, this could be it. This really could be it. And what are we going to do?" And I'm sure, as professional as they are, They're not gonna just lay down and roll over and just disappear into the wind. Not at all. Not at all. Because let's give the Titans the credit that they deserve. They didn't just get to 9-7 by accident. They've had their fair share of struggles as well. But the big turnaround, obviously, being benching Marcus Mariota in favor for Ryan Tannehill and what he has done since taking over, has been nothing less than magical at this point. And it's not a coincidence. I talked about earlier in the show Derrick Henry. I talked about the other weapons that they have on offense, especially with the two tight ends. And that I do really believe that we are going to see a very physical and a very tough game tonight down in Foxborough. This is not going to be a blowout. This is not going to be a runaway type of game. And I do think that with all of that being said, if there's one thing that Brady does have, and that is the ability to kick it in a notch when it matters the most in the postseason. After all, this man is 30-10 all time in the postseason. So let that marinate for a moment. I'm not speaking as if that he is done. The Patriots are done. They have no chance. But I have been very clear throughout this season that the Patriots have a lot to show and a lot to prove, especially starting now. Starting now. And you know for a fact, because I want to tell us straight up front, this is not for the sake of sounding like a fan or just telling you what you want to hear. But the truth is, there haven't been many teams who have made it to the Super Bowl after playing on Wild Card Weekend. There's only been 8. The Patriots are seeking to be the 9th, and they happen to be the defending Super Bowl champions as well. I get how much you may love the team. And I love the Patriots just as much as anybody else in New England. But the fact of the matter is, when it's time to tell the truth, I'm going to tell it like it is. Not a vulture, but I'm going to be a truth speaker. So with that being said, the second part of what Gasper wrote in the column for the Globe yesterday that really stood out was this. Quote, "This is the backdrop for the Saturday night's game against a formidable foe in Tennessee. The 9-7 Titans are a tough physical team that, thanks to head coach Mike Vrabel and other ex-Patriots such as Logan Ryan, won't be intimidated or mesmerized by the Patriots' aura. They'll see the Patriots for what they really are and not what they've been. The Titans aren't playoff pushovers. They're a big play team that posted the best red zone touchdown percentage in the NFL since 1991 at 75.6%. Bad news for a Patriots team without much margin for error offensively. Older Patriot fans may get some Earl Campbell flashbacks watching the behemoth on back Derrick Henry, the NFL rushing leader this season, barrel through and burst by defenders for the erstwhile Oilers." And it's really coincide exactly what I'm saying, that the Titans ought to be taken a lot more serious by the fans, and that if you think you're going to go into this game expecting an easy win, I got news for you. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And as much talk as we talk about the Patriots, is this really the end of the dynasty? Is this really going to be it? And so forth. I do have my concerns. But in no way, shape, and form am I turning around and completely giving up on this Patriots team. Not here, not now. I do find it awfully interesting that when you look at the X's and O's, the Patriots offense against the Titans defense, or even the special teams, or even a pass defense against the Titans offense, that there really isn't a great deal of separation between the two teams. There really isn't. And I find it truly fascinating when we talk about how the Patriots, they should beat this team handily. No. So hold on. Not so fast. You don't believe me? Fine. I got something for you. I mentioned just now that there's not a great deal of separation between the two teams. I'm going to give you an actual example. The Patriots' total offense ranked in the regular season, 15th. Tennessee, 12th. The Patriots were 7th in the league in points per game with 26.3. Tennessee, 10th with 25.1. The Patriots were among the league leaders in takeaway-giveaway ratio. The Patriots were one. They were number one at plus 21. Tennessee, they were ninth, plus six. So they were top 10. So what I'm saying is, don't be fooled by their record. And you're going to see this an awful lot tonight. That this is a team that isn't a pushover. And I tell you what, I really do think that it's going to come down to the time of possession. I really sincerely believe that. If you can run the ball effectively, you can control the game clock. And it's the truth. If you can run the ball effectively, and the Titans have been able to do that. They've been able to do that this season, where they're number three in the league in terms of rush offense with 138.9 yards per game. So I was saying a few minutes ago that the defense have their hands full. They do. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to put this proclamation out right now that this game will come down to who wins the line of scrimmage. For the Pats offensively and the Patriots defensively, it's going to come down to who dominates the time of possession, who can run the ball more effectively, and who will have more success scoring in the red zone. Because the truth is, entering tonight's game, I really think it's time that we look at the Patriots team for what it is, not for what it was, past tense. And we got about maybe 5 minutes left, so feel free to call in quickly. Lines are still open at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I am really intrigued. Just the matchup between these two teams. And now with 5 minutes left in the show, I'm going to give you my prediction. And I'm willing to live and or die with it. I've talked about there's not a big degree of separation between the two teams in terms of difference. And I really do think that if you are New England, that it's an easy pick to sit here and just say, well, the Patriots are going to win. They should win. But Tennessee deserves a lot more credit than what they're given for. And in the spirit of giving my unbiased opinion, because that's exactly what I'm going to do, my unbiased opinion, I'm predicting that the Tennessee Titans will win this game. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. I predict that the Tennessee Titans will win this game. But it will be close. I think the Patriots offensively will absolutely struggle yet again. And defensively, I think this is the game that the defense breaks. That the defense suddenly bend and break. And I really do think that ultimately, I'm going to give you my final score prediction, that this is the game that New England loses and begins a litany of questions entering the offseason. So there it is. I'm on record on the broadcast airwaves in the Boston area predicting that the Tennessee Titans will lose. Oh, sorry, the Tennessee Titans will win this game. My final score, Tennessee 28, New England 24. There you have it. Hold me to it. I expect you to. Hold me to that. Remember that. I'm predicting that Tennessee will win this game 28-24. I'm being very honest with you. And if that makes you mad, oh well. So be it. I hope I'm wrong. Dear Patriots, please prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Give me a reason to believe that by 11:45 tonight, we'll be able to say we're on to Kansas City. Because that's where the Patriots will be going if they win tonight. If they win tonight, they're off to Kansas City in a rematch of last year's AFC title game. So that's my official prediction. Tennessee 28, New England 24. I'd like to thank all of you who tuned in to the Shook Free Right Show Patriots preview here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Always appreciate it. I'll be back on the air on Monday. So we have about 60 seconds left. So quick programming announcement. I'll be back on the air on Monday afternoon, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to talk about this game. We're going to talk about the Pats and the Titans, how that all went down, as well as talk about other topics in the land of Boston sports, and as well as Thursday, January 9th, I'll be on the air from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. So I'll be back on the air this Monday, coming up on the Shook Me Right Show, Monday from 3 to 5. So set the reminders on your phone, calendars, etc. As always, you can stream the show live on WMFO.org and on the TuneIn Radio app. Until then, thank you for tuning in to the Shook Me Right Show. This is Shook Me Right. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.